Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is Anita Baker and Sweet Love on Heart 80s. Welcome to your Monday morning. It is the 12th of September. It's 7:13. I'm Roberto. Hope you're well. Here's the most random thing you'll ever hear about the Queen's passing. The Royal Bees have been informed of her death. Yep. The Royal Beekeeper had the job of going to Buckingham Palace in Clarence House, home to hives where tens of thousands of bees live, and sharing the very sad news with the bees. Apparently, he did it in hushed tones, because he wouldn't want to alarm them, would you, and get stung. He informed them that their new master is now King Charles III, and urged them to be good. It's things like that that, in this situation, just put a smile on my face, because how random is that? I mean, it's a tradition, apparently, that dates back centuries, but whoever came up with that? Just brilliant. Atlantic Star on the way for your first though. James Ingram on Heart 80s. This is Gregory Abbott and Shake You Down on Heart 80s. Welcome to Monday morning. It is the 12th of September. I hope you're doing well and had a good weekend. Or as good a weekend as can be expected. It was a strange weekend, wasn't it? Like, there were lots of things cancelled. The football was cancelled, of course. Lots of local events were cancelled. I'd go around my daily business on, yesterday in particular, I had my mum and dad round and we were playing with the kids and everything was fine. And then you turn on the TV and it hits you again. Oh, yes, we've lost the Queen. I got engrossed in so many documentaries over the weekend about the Queen. She was fascinating, wasn't she? Did so much stuff. It's incredible. I'm going to play some ABBA soon. I've got Randy Crawford coming up as well.
Heart 80s travel.
Right now it is 7:30 in central London. All roads around Buckingham Palace are closed whilst people pay their respects, including the Mall, Birdcage Walk, Horse Guards Road and Constitution Hill. In Edinburgh, Canongate, Abbey Hill and East Market Street are also closed in preparation of the procession to St Giles Cathedral this afternoon. This is Foreigner on Heart 80s. 7:43 Monday morning, September 12th. Thank you for having us on. I really hope you're doing well. I'm Roberto. If you're planning to come to London this week and pay your respects to Her Majesty when she lays in state at Westminster Hall, wear something warm. Based on all the people who turned out yesterday in Scotland to see her hearse, they're expecting millions to want to see her when she lays in state. We're being warned that we may have to queue overnight. And have you seen? We're going to get some cold weather this week. It's going to feel a little bit wintry. It's going to dip down to like 8 degrees overnight, apparently, by the end of the week. You can join the 24-hour lines from Wednesday at 5 p.m. until 6:30 a.m. on Monday, the 19th of September. There's a part of me that wants to go and see her. I'm not a royalist by any means, but it's strange how this has all affected me. And I don't know if it's because I want to be part of history or because I actually want to go and pay my respects. I don't know. I'm going to get ABC on for you soon. First, though, here's Alison Moyet on Heart 80s.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Heart 80s.
This is Heart 80s.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Maya Thomas. Details on how we can pay our respects to the Queen have been released. The weather, rain in central areas today, drier elsewhere with a high of 26. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on Heart.
Heart 80s.
This is Prince on Heart 80s. It's 8:13, Monday morning, 12th of September. Hello, it is Roberto here. Thank you for having us on. I really hope you're doing well this morning. Loads of us have watched more TV news coverage recently, obviously, with everything that's been going on. I watched loads of documentaries over the weekend on news channels about the Queen. Fascinating stuff. She was an incredible lady, wasn't she? But can we just talk about people who wave at TV cameras during live slots? You must have seen these people. Am I the only one that looks at them and think, you absolute muppet, what are you doing? It must be so annoying for the presenter or the cameraman. They're trying to do this serious piece to camera and there's someone in the background just waving like a loon. Hi, Mum! Mum must be so proud, seriously. Soul to Soul on the way for you soon. First up, Odyssey, going back to my roots on Heart 80s.
Aircheckdownloads.com.